this year's elections will impact the future of Alaska. On KCAM's Meet the Candidates program, we're giving you the chance to hear candidates in their own words tell you what's important to them. This is Doug Walker of KCAM Radio with today's Meet the Candidates interview. I'll be talking with Shoshana Gungerstein, who's running for the U.S. Senate, and glad to have you with us today. Thank you for taking the time.
Thank you, Doug. It's such a pleasure to talk to you today.
I think just to start out, maybe a little background. Can you tell us where you live, how long you've been there, and maybe a little of your experience as you campaign for this position?
Yes, absolutely. So I live in beautiful Juneau. I've also spent some time in Anchorage and near Palmer. Over the years, I've been in and out of the state like most young people do. But now I'm building my dream, and I'll be sure to make our state one that we're so proud of to never leave. And I'm ready to make sure that no one leaves, especially due to the lack of opportunities and high costs in our state. And like you said, I'm running for the U.S. Senate, representing our great state. And I'm an entrepreneur, investor, and a business leader. I also understand the process of government, and being a community organizer is a bonus. So I've also worked in multiple industries, finance, renewables, film media, and healthcare. The advantage of not being a D.C. insider is that I can focus on what's most important, and that's Alaska, and only what is right for Alaska. I'm an independent nonpartisan, not beholden to any special interests or party lines. So these are my experiences.
Okay, and what led you to run for the position?
Well, I really believe that Alaska should be synonymous with growth, progress, and a great place for business, while also being a great place to live. You know, we have amazing, exquisite natural beauty, and I have a great vision for our state. I have the skills, the aptitude, and passion to make that happen, so I'm running to bring our state into a bright, prosperous future that it deserves.
And as you look ahead, what issues do you see facing the state in the coming years? What are the most important issues?
Well, you know, first of all, we've been putting up with really high cost of living since even before the inflation hit the rest of the country. And now it's worse. It's way worse. The high energy costs and the high food costs are some of the biggest drivers of inflation. And given our state's poor infrastructure and high cost of transportation, it's been a burden for many of us living here. We have an incredible workforce, and we also have an abundance of resources, so there shouldn't be any roadblocks from the federal administration to our progress. And you would think they'd be there to help us, right? But the current administration is so appalling, and it's shutting off our resources. So I jumped in. I envisioned to make Alaska a great place where we can see the future for many industries, the growth of many industries, Alaska as a Silicon Valley for renewable energy technology. You know, I want us to be an exporter of great technologies, manufacturing, and so we can diversify our economy while also exporting our gas resources, mining, and other critical resources for developing other industries like EV. And I think agriculture should come back to the state. You know, we shouldn't have to buy our dairy and meat and grain from down south. We can produce a lot here, and we can grow a lot here. And I think we also need a couple more USDA-approved meat plants in the state. You know, I think overall people are not getting what they need when they need it, and we should change that. You know, our financial battery of the state is also very low right now, and we need to recharge so we can retain our current population and not lose more people to the lower 48 due to lack of growth and opportunity. So I envision championing policy that allows for better energy and food independence, development, growth of industry. We need vocational job training. We need food security and abundance. Manufacturing has to be a focus, efficient infrastructure, and preserving our great environment. We have to focus on how we can improve our overall quality of life while also protecting our individual liberties, privacy, and freedom.
All right. And as you talked about issues, the next question really relates to it, but you can add to this a bit more, which is, what are your goals for Alaska if elected, and how would you accomplish those goals?
With one word, I could say, I look to increase our autonomy as a state. And with that, it stems into how we can grow our current industries and also develop new ones. Reopening our oil fields, you know, investing in growing renewable industries, given our amazing resources, this will lead into strengthening our financial battery for the state. And getting pro-Alaskan policies passed and the projects implemented will not only turn things around, but it will also make us a strong force to reckon with in the union. I want people to look at Alaska and really resonate with our strengths. You know, why hinder the sharp business growth and the quality of our life? We can improve this, and this is the bottom line. We can't stay here any longer. We have to improve it. And by getting to D.C., I can get this done. You know, I'm going to make sure that D.C. is pro-Alaska, regardless of whose administration it is. You know, I'm not, you know, party line killing or a party leader ring kisser, because I'm nonpartisan independent. I'm not beholden to any former president. And nothing against our former president, of course. It's just that party politics may not work any longer. And a new class of people who want to make a difference and who aren't lifetime politicians, you know, we view serving our state as a senator as something very similar to serving in the National Guard or the military. I'll only answer to the Alaskan people and our needs as a state. I really also believe in term limits for senators and congressmen to make sure that all voices are heard. You know, these are my goals for the state when I'm elected.
All right. And what would you like to say, anything else you'd like to say to our listeners as we wrap up the interview?
Well, first of all, for all the undeclared, independent, and nonpartisans, I'm your candidate, you know, because I really believe that it's not a red or a blue wave that's coming. It's an Alaskan wave. I'm fiscally conservative, budget balancing, monetary reform, policy-oriented candidate who will work to turn around our economy in the state and the country. So please vote for a business person who is sensible and here to protect and defend and champion our individual liberty, freedom, and privacy. You know, by choosing a millennial business-focused person like myself who's focused on Alaska's prosperity and future, what do we have to lose here in Alaska? So please vote Shoshana Gungerstein in the Pick One primary for the U.S. Senate on August 16th. And the others already have their votes. So, but I really need yours, and I want to get up to that debate stage and hold people accountable. You know, that's what I'm really hoping to get. And I hope all your listeners have a good and godly day, and read on my policies.
Well, thank you. And just in closing, if people are interested in finding out more about you and your positions, do you have a website or a way that they can find out that information?
Absolutely. Everyone can reach me at gungerstein.com. That's my website. It's GUNGURSTEIN.com. Think guns and beer. And you can follow my campaign on Instagram and TikTok. And I know many of our listeners are hurting right now financially, so I will not ask for money. But if any of you are comfortable to spare a little bit, I would really appreciate if you can invest in the future of our state through my campaign. It would really mean a lot.
Well, thank you again for your time, and thank you for the opportunity for our listeners to get to learn more about you. Thanks again.
Thank you so much, Doug, for the opportunity.
Meet the Candidates programs air weekdays at 8:15 a.m. and 4:15 p.m. on KCAM 790 a.m., as well as after the news at 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. on FM 88.7. We'll include interviews with candidates in the U.S. House and Senate elections and the governor's race, as well as the state House and Senate districts in the Copper River Valley.